Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Almost feels like a salvage season. Georgia beats
From
Georgia
Mark
Tech. I'm only scared that his defensive coordinator saved his job on Saturday. I hope that's not the case. But Georgia did beat Georgia Tech. And we had a bunch of great tickets to give away on Wednesday. Georgia's own gave them to us. And we said, you know what? The more passionate fans are always the old school fans. Grandparents, man.
Yeah,
they got legacy. They got heritage.
Because it's deep. A lot of times with colleges, especially Southern colleges, you have generation after generation after generation that goes to these games. And in some families, it is just a no-no for, like in a Georgia Tech family, for any child to go to Georgia and vice versa. That wasn't necessarily the case with Joanne and Joan, but these two women definitely were hardcore about their teams.
So we gave them both tickets, and we said, have the family sit together at the game, and let's check back with you on Monday. And for sure, Joan was going to join us, right? I mean, she's the UGA fan.
Yeah,
she's 70
right.
years old. She was ready to gloat. And I thought, okay, there's no way that Joanne is going to show up. 74 years old. She talked a lot of smack on Wednesday.
She's like, if Georgia Tech loses, I'm just going to die.
She knew her stuff. She was fiery and teeing off. She was cute.
But we'll give credit to Joanne. The Georgia Tech 74-year-old
fan.
She's here.
Because she's here and she's ready to take some.
Hello.
Hi,
hey,
Joanne.
Joanne.
Hi, hon.
Oh,
how are you?
I felt like yesterday, just like I did after the day after I buried my mother.
Oh, honey.
It couldn't have been that bad.
Oh, it was terrible, but I just kept on decorating for Christmas, and it made my life better.
Oh, I know that was
true.
A hard loss.
I bet it took a while.
If Thomas had just caught the pass, I'd be gloating this morning.
I know it. I was cheering for
pass.
You.
And as Mark Rick said in the paper today, he said, we knew we would go run on Tech because they looked at the videos. Because we don't have a defensive.
I want to know what it was like inside of your – I'm assuming you were in your house and you did not go to the game?
I did not go to the game, and when Josh Nesbitt got hurt, and then they brought in Sean, and he threw the interception, I went down, took my bath, took my sleeping pill, went to bed. But let me tell you something happened to me this weekend. I went out Saturday morning to get my paper, and somebody had stole all of my Christmas decorations at the front of my drive.
What?
And I'm sure it was a Georgia fan.
Were they all like Georgia Tech Christmas decorations?
No, they were just big Santa Clauses and Santa Claus going up in a hot air balloon. Just a whole lot of pretty things.
That's not right.
No, now you're just lashing out at UGA fans now, accusing them.
Yeah.
It was a bulldog.
It was a UGA fan that took them.
So if you took your sleeping pill after that initial interception, that happened in like the first or second quarter. So you
That happened at halftime. I went to bed.
So you missed the rest of the game?
Yes, and I hear that's when we started coming back.
Yeah, it was exciting.
I just knew Nesbitt was going to be out.
And he felt like that was it.
And I felt like that
No reason to stay awake for that.
Yeah.
I understand.
But no, I'm not a chicken. I was at the office. I get up at 5:30 and I'm at the office at 7 every morning.
That a girl.
Good for you.
That a girl. I got to be out with these young people. And all of the Georgia people, so I'll get hell all day.
I know you are.
But I'm in there
for it. That is the worst.
Now, on Wednesday, did you wear all your Georgia Tech gear and you were telling everybody in the office how you were going to kick some Georgia butt?
I certainly did.
Yeah.
And I walk up to anybody that has a Georgia outfit on, whether I know them or not, in the grocery store, in the mall, I'll say, that's the ugliest shirt I've ever seen in my life. Or you get that cap out of the garbage can because I see all the homeless people wearing it.
Where does this hatred for UGA come from?
Wow.
I know you love Georgia Tech, but where does this hatred for UGA come from?
When I went to the Pittsburgh Georgia game at the Sugar Bowl back years ago, Georgia had the worst fans, the worst alumni that I have ever seen in my life.
They were just
odd because Pittsburgh's such a happy town.
But no, this was in New Orleans. But the Georgia fans at the Marriott and at the on Bourbon Street were just awful. And I said, never again. I sat right in the middle of the Georgia people with a Pittsburgh shirt on.
So you really are one of these people that not only loves Georgia Tech, you just love every team that's playing against Georgia.
That is correct.
Wow.
You know what
but
we need to do
Georgia
is
Tech.
We have to hold on to your information like before the Georgia Bowl game.
Uh-huh.
Just have you on to vent.
Oh, God, please let us. Please pray for us to win Saturday. I want to go to the Orange Bowl.
Who do y'all have? You have Clemson, right?
Yes, Clemson.
Okay.
And we beat them before, so hopefully they haven't looked at us that much.
Because Tech's going to go to a better game than Georgia, so at least you have that.
Yeah. Well, I heard the last half was great.
It was, I mean, it was really coming down to the very last drive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, had that wide receiver held that pass, we probably would be having a completely different conversation right now.
I know it. But anyway, I'm still here, and I'm still having fun, and I lost $300.
Well, good for you for coming on.
But I'm not scared. I've always been one person to just say my mind.
Well, good for you.
Good for you.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry they didn't win. I'm glad they lost.
No, you are. You're sorry. You're a Georgia Tech fan.
No, I was so happy. I'm still happy today. I really am.
Happy today. You must be a Georgia fan.
Yes, I'm a Georgia fan.
You're a Georgia fan. Poor thing.
I'm sorry about your Christmas decorations.
Bless your heart.
Why don't you send me a check so I can buy some more?
Now, don't say that to this crew because they'll send you a bunch of UGA Christmas decorations.
I went to eBay and got it for twice as much as I paid for it before, but it's coming this week.
All right, Joanne. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Y'all have a great Christmas.
You've been great.
You
thanks.
Too.
Bye.
Seriously, I want to talk to her before the Georgia Bowl. Anytime Georgia does something good, can you imagine having a conversation with her the day after Uga died?
Ugly. Even she, I don't think. We should bring her on to UGA's campus,
She walks
campus,
up
though.
To strangers in grocery stores and tells them they're wearing a homeless man's hat.
To.
It's Georgia. They hate each other. I mean, you should have heard Katie watch it. We were in that because Tennessee and Kentucky played, and neither team has done very well, so they didn't even air that damn game in Nashville. So we were watching the Georgia Tech game, and you should have heard Katie. I mean, this woman is Katie in 50 years. I'm telling you. I mean, it is hate. So, Katie was confident from kickoff that Georgia was going to win. She was right.
I was sure we were going to get smoked, man. Hey, Maureen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
My brother-in-law goes to Georgia Tech, and I usually root for them, but I'm glad they lost because that was a horrible thing that lady said about homeless people wearing Georgia's hat.
Yeah, we found probably the most passionate Georgia Tech fan we could have found. We'll have her on again.
Yes.
We're not done with her.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.